Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Star Line by director, producer, and writer. You've seen his work in Star Trek Picard, Evil, Quantum Leap, and more. His latest project is Henry Danger, the movie. We welcome Joe Menendez.
Hey there. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Joe, let's go beyond the mic. What made directing this film fun for you?
Well, it's the sort of continuation of this amazing franchise and the opportunity to take it from a multicam sitcom, a beloved multicam sitcom with characters that people still love to this day, that there's an OG audience that grew up on the show who are now in their late teens and early 20s. And then there's a brand new audience of kids that have rediscovered Henry Danger on Nickelodeon and on Paramount Plus, who love the show as well. So it's an opportunity to take this franchise and, you know, make a movie version of a sitcom, which hasn't been done all that often. Like, sitcoms don't typically get adapted into movies, particularly one, you know, like this one. But that's what we loved about it. The fact that it was a superhero show on a multi-camera format, they were always endeavoring to do something spectacular and with scale. But because it's the multi-cam universe and that medium sort of has certain limitations in terms of scope and scale, in a movie, we were allowed to do something more grand and actually give it a cinematic kind of big movie feel. So I was able to be a fusion of the work I've done, as you mentioned, on Star Trek and From Dusk Till Dawn and shows like that. But also I started doing family stuff for Nickelodeon 25 years ago. So for me, it was a perfect fusion of my work in the family space, which I loved, and my work in the sort of genre space that I've been doing now, and bringing them both together into Henry Danger, the movie.
How do you balance this new adventure with the fun of the OG series?
That's a great question. I worked very closely with the writers, with Chris Nowak and Jake Farrow, who wrote the screenplay, but also ran the original show. So we had a ton of discussions about how you adapt this. And, you know, a 22-minute multicam sitcom has a certain cadence and rhythm to the way jokes are delivered. There's a sort of rat-a-tat-tat tone to those shows, which doesn't really hold up in a two-hour movie because it's going to seem manic. So in a movie, you have to sort of ground it a bit more so that it was, you know, something that you could kind of have it be sort of grounded so that you can appreciate the more chaotic and fun and zany scenes. So we never wanted to lose the comedy or the sense of humor that was part of the show. We wanted to make our own thing as well. So it was a fusion of maintaining the witty humor, maintaining some of the zaniness. And what we did is we leaned more on the sort of like Monty Python-esque kind of stuff and some of the like visual sight gags in some of the comedy beats, but always sort of infusing the superhero stuff. So this needed to be a legitimate superhero action movie without ever losing the personality of the show. So lots of discussions at the script phase. And then tonally, as we were shooting it, it was, it's like, it's just pitching these actors who know these characters, pitching them and modulating them so that they do the movie version of these characters that they know so well.
How was it as you worked with Jace, Sean, Ellen, the rest of the cast?
I mean, really great. Like, I was the new kid on the block, you know, and by kid, I'm 55 years old. So I wasn't a kid. They were kids, but they knew each other really well. They'd been playing these characters for 10 years. So they had a shorthand, not only with the characters, but with each other. So there was a level of comfort that they had, of trust that they had with one another. And for me, it was kind of a cheat code because, you know, typically when you're on a movie and you cast actors, you know, you're sort of developing the characters at the same time with them. In this particular case, I kind of had the cheat of they know the characters better than I do. They had been playing them for so long. So the journey instead was, where do the characters go from here, from this point forward? Because they're now adults. They started as kids, now they're adults. So that was so I was having conversations with these actors who are young adults, but they were the ones telling me about their character. And so for me during shooting, it was about, again, modulating and equalizing, saying, all right, this is what we need, this is what we don't need. But all of them, as soon as they got together, it's like they had seen each other yesterday. Like they were, it was so much fun to see them two together. And it was a really fun, joyful set too.
Available on Paramount Plus, it is the director of Henry Danger, the movie, Joe Menendez, Beyond the Mic. Time for the Rocking Eight. Joe, all this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
Okay. Awesome.
Best Donnie Yen show or movie?
Ip Man.
What's the one thing you took from the Henry Danger set?
Always focus on character, no matter what you're doing. You can have all the spectacle in the world that you want, and this movie has a lot of spectacle, but you got to have characters that you care about.
So what's the prop you took from the Henry Danger set?
Oh, props. Oh, my God. Well, are the Nickelodeon folks listening? I may have the device that I may have a rad device that Missy uses to open up the alternate reality. I may have my own. I may have one of those. And I have an action figure that we see in the movie that may have ended up in my bag when I left Vancouver from shooting.
If there was one movie you would love to direct a remake of, what is it?
Oh, boy. Do a remake of Space Camp.
Now, that's an underrated movie.
Yep.
What series would you like to have a chance to direct an episode of?
A current series?
Yeah.
I would say Landman. Like anything in the Taylor Sheridan universe, basically. But Landman, Lioness, those two shows are really terrific.
Which of your personal binders from all your projects would you never get rid of, no matter what was offered for it?
I have a binder from Star Trek Picard that has all the art and storyboards. I have it in my office. It will never part ways with me until the day I die. Then I could donate it. Then they could donate it or give it to whoever they want. But until then, it stays in my office.
May you rest in peace. Joe, what was the last Miami Dolphins game you went to, and did they win?
Oh, my God. You looked up and I'm a Dolphins fan. no, they did not win the game. I went to a game that was supposed to be, this is a long time ago, that was supposed to be in San Diego. And at the time, like ironically enough, there were fires in San Diego. And the move and the game got moved to Arizona. And me and two friends flew to that game. I can't remember if they won or lost. I think they won.
Which actor or actress would you love working with?
Harrison Ford is somebody that to get a chance to work with Harrison Ford, would be amazing. That would be a dream come true, 100%.
Who is the most underrated director of all time?
Well, I'm a Steven Spielberg fan, but I don't think he's underrated. Can I say Living or Dead?
Pick
whatever you want.
It's your choice.
William Wyler, I don't think gets the love. He's a director from the golden era. I don't think he gets the kind of love that he should. I think like film people, cinephiles, but we don't have enough conversations about William Wyler, I think.
Director of Henry Danger, the movie, Joe Menendez, joins us beyond the mic, and we'll sneak in one more. What was the challenge of promoting a young adult movie to adults and that same movie to kids?
That's a great question. We actually did talk about that. I was adamant that we make a movie that the OG audience that grew up on the sitcom, who are now in their late teens and early 20s, make a movie that they can watch now and love and appreciate. And then also there's an entirely new generation of kids that have discovered the show on Nickelodeon and on Paramount Plus who are loving the show and they're going to watch it. But as a parent, I also have sat down many times with my kid to watch a movie or a TV show, a family movie or a TV show. And I've always appreciated when there were movies that I can sit down with my kid and enjoy it just as much as she does as a parent. So we made sure that the script, and then I made sure that in the tone of it and in making the movie that it had something for everybody. So I really truly believe that a true four quadrant escapist popcorn movies like I grew up in the 80s are my favorite kinds of movies. And I think Henry Danger, the movie, delivers on all of that.
It's time for one big question with Joe Menendez beyond the mic. Joe, if there was an alternate reality of your life, what would be the key difference?
If there was that I could choose, I don't even know if I would have in an alternate reality, if I would have gone into movie directing. I think I would have gone into news. There was a point in my career early on that I worked in news and in sports down in Miami, and I loved journalism, and I actually wrote for the school paper in high school. And there was a point that I was at a crossroads, and could have gone into journalism, could have gone into TV news, and instead I chose this route. So I always, like, it's weird that you're asking that question, because I always think about that alternate reality where I was like, oh, I wonder what my career would have been like had I gone into journalism. So I think alternate reality, I'd be a journalist, you know. I would love to be one of those journalists like in the old days with like the little fedoras and a little sheet of paper in the brim of the hat that says press, you know, like in the old days, and have a notepad with a pencil, and I'm like, I'm the press, see? But those days are gone.
He would love filming a remake of Space Camp, anything in the Taylor Sheridan universe, and wants you to watch Henry Danger, the movie on Paramount Plus. Director Joe Menendez, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
No, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.